One day after New Jersey officials rejected a plan for financial recovery in Atlantic City, city representatives say the state's reasoning is riddled with inaccuracies. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the city plans a quick response in hopes of averting a state takeover.
Rejection of Atlantic City's financial recovery plan has opened the door for a state takeover. Ed McManaman, one of the city's consultants, says it seems like that's what state officials wanted the review process to conclude.
The effort here wasn't to have this plan reviewed to see if it would work. It was to see what's wrong with it around the edges.
City officials and consultants held a press conference hours after the rejection to poke holes in the state's grounds for shooting down the plan. They said state officials relied on incorrect data and faulty logic to conclude the city's plan for layoffs, spending cuts, and selling city land wouldn't work. A spokesman for the State Department of Community Affairs said any suggestion that the rejection was inaccurate or motivated by politics is untrue. City Council President Marty Small says what's worse is the state didn't offer an alternative.
No mistake about it. The state has never had a plan, never will have a plan, and in their 75 pages of nonsense, they didn't offer a plan.
This all comes after months of back and forth between state officials who support a takeover and Atlantic City officials who want to maintain local control. The city is trying to close a $100 million budget hole and pay off $500 million in debt. Republican Mayor Don Guardian says he hopes to correct some of the errors he and others say the rejection contains. If state officials don't change their minds, though, Guardian says the next step is to fight this in court.
We have three branches of government, and the judicial has always been there to come in to help the people of Atlantic City, and so the next step is going to be taking it to the court.
From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.